with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. There's been an outbreak of listeria linked to deli meats that's resulted in at least two deaths.
This listeria outbreak is baffling health officials, who note most of those sickened by the bacteria had eaten deli meat that was sliced at the grocery store deli counter. But there are no links yet on which store, which state, and what brand of cold cuts. Although it's reported the cases most commonly involve sliced turkey, ham, and liverwurst. The people who died lived in New Jersey and Illinois, but cases have been found in at least a dozen states. Listeria can be dangerous for people over age 65, pregnant women, and those with weakened immune systems. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A Russian court found U.S. reporter Evan Gerskovich guilty of espionage on Friday and sentenced him to 16 years in a maximum security penal colony in what his employer, The Wall Street Journal, called a disgraceful sham conviction. Correspondent Emma Burrows reports the Journal and U.S. officials think the espionage conviction is politically motivated.
The trial was held behind closed doors, and the Journal and senior U.S. officials dismissed it as a sham. Russian authorities claim Gershkovich was gathering secret information for American intelligence, but the Kremlin's been accused of detaining several U.S. citizens to use as bargaining chips in prisoner swap.
Gerskovich, a 32-year-old American who denied any wrongdoing, went on trial in the city of Yekaterinburg last month after being accused of trying to gather sensitive information about a tank factory. A rough day on Wall Street as the Dow was down by 377 points, the Nasdaq dropped 144, the S&P declined 39. This is SRN News. Elon Musk is moving out.
The business mogul says he will be taking his SpaceX and social media installations in California and placing them in Texas, and the reason is a bit of a surprise. Musk says he's disgusted with the new California law that forbids teachers and school officials from telling parents if their kids are living as the opposite sex in class. Musk, who is not known to be religious, says crime in the state has been a problem too, but the new transgender law is the final straw. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
International Christian Concern has released a new report on persecution in Nigeria and is calling on the Biden administration to take action. According to the ICC, for Christians in Nigeria, the right to religious freedom is threatened daily by unchecked terrorist violence and complicit government officials. The U.S. has long been a global leader in promoting religious freedom, and now is not the time to waver in our commitment. This is SRN News. An Iranian-made drone sent by Yemen's Houthi rebels struck Israel on Friday, leaving one person dead and at least 10 injured. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The strike rumbled through the streets, causing shards of shrapnel to rain down and leave a large explosion radius. The Houthis have launched drones and missiles toward Israel throughout the Israel-Hamas war, but until Friday, all were intercepted by either Israel or Western allies with forces stationed in the region. The Houthis claimed its newest drones are capable of permeating Israel's aerial defense system, but Israel attributed the hit to human error. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A German citizen's been sentenced to death for terrorism and other charges in Belarus connected to an explosion intended to undermine public order. Belarus is the only country in Europe that still executes prisoners. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters.